First up, and most importantly, I am going to be joined by a very special guest today. Rick Rail is the owner and president of Rail Transport. He's going to join the show. Let me check the boards. Rick, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. Glad to be here.
Rick, great to have you, man. So I'm just talking, truckers are delivering vaccines to frontline workers. We got a lot to be grateful for. I hope you and your family are safe and well this holiday season.
Well, we absolutely are. It's been a difficult 8 months with everybody shutting down, but we've survived, and we still haven't yet gotten the virus, so I'm glad for that.
Oh, my goodness, yes. You have not been affected then. Obviously, that's wonderful. Now, everybody in my family has had it. So, you know, I don't know if I feel good about, because we have been wearing masks. We've been doing all of the social distancing and trying to stay as healthy as possible. One of my daughters went to Knoxville at UT, and she and some of her friends came back through our house, and we got it that way. And, you know, it really wasn't that bad, but it's not so for everybody. And so a lot of people have died from the virus, and I do think that getting a vaccine out is really miraculous this holiday season. So I hope you guys continue to stay away from it. Are you planning on getting vaccinated?
Yeah, I think in the spring I will. You know, it's not that we haven't been affected. I actually had two quarantine periods, and my wife did as well. And so just being exposed to people who then tested positive, it does create a big disruption, and I'm glad that I didn't come down with it. So that could be a Christmas miracle right there.
Yeah, for sure. Rick Rail is joining us. He is the owner and president of Rail Transport. And I did hear there's an urban legend that has been spread by Tim Norland that you're also called the Big Kahuna. Is that right?
Oh, boy. I haven't heard that. No, I'll have to talk to him about that.
I think you might. Maybe next time you see him, just ask. But no, it's great to have you on, sir. And well, you mentioned briefly the past 8 months. When you look back at the year that you've had at Rail, how would you describe your year this year?
Well, I think it's probably typical to other companies, but during the spring, you know, April and May, we've seen a really deep recession in the freight. And so, but, you know, June and July, it really started getting better. And so right now the freight's been really good here. And so I'm really thankful for that. And we've been able to, you know, win some new business and continue to stay busy.
Well, that's fantastic. I do know that a lot of companies have been looking for drivers. And I think one of the many great stories that I've heard about your company is that you personally, from time to time, will get out in the field and hammer down the old super slab. Have you been out in a truck lately?
No, I haven't, not this summer at all. And so it is something I really enjoy doing. And there's just a lot of things that always come up and claim the time. But it is something I think is a great way to spend a day and spend a few days. And so, but it has been a little while. And, you know, early in the year, like I mentioned, you know, we were a little bit short on freight. And so, I certainly wanted to make sure loads were available for drivers that are ready to go. And but later in the year, you know, this thing's more got busy, and it's just been a little bit more difficult this year.
Yeah, well, I think that a lot of folks have been experiencing that same reality. And I don't know how much reading you do. I'm sure you probably are looking at all of the indicators as far as what 2021 looks like. How do you feel about next year? And what are you guys planning as far as capacity and loading out more trucks?
Well, right now, I feel really good about 2021. You know, standing, looking, you know, at the edge of 2020 into 21, you know, it looks really good, especially with the vaccine coming out. And more people will be comfortable moving around, socializing with people, and that will get the economy back to where we were last year. Mm-hmm. Although we're still not there, we do see a little bit better balance in the freight demand. And so I don't know if that'll continue. seems like right now a lot of people are buying things for their house because they're spending more time at their home.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
Those things that they buy, we haul. And so I hope the freight holds after people resume their normal lives.
That's right. Well, one of the realities were inventory shortages. I do a lot of shopping at local home improvement stores, and you couldn't find treated lumber anywhere. And there were a lot of people who now are at home, and they're seeing all these projects that they want to get done, and lo and behold, they got a little free time on their hands, right? So there's decks being rebuilt. There's home improvement goods moving, expansions, or you know, people growing inside their homes a little bit. And so it really is neat to see. And I think that's part of the American spirit. We're going to find a way to keep moving forward, regardless the setback. And I think that that's what makes trucking such a wonderful industry, is that there you're going to find a way. Even though there's going to be some down times, there's going to be a lot of valleys, there's going to be a lot of peaks, and being in a position to take advantage when those peaks hit is really good. And I hear you guys got some pretty exciting news coming down the pipeline today.
We sure do. You know, because we've been busy, we've been winning a few more lanes from customers. We are looking for a few more drivers, and so we are going to increase the pay for our drivers who are safe drivers. You know, this is pay that comes every week. We call it our accident-free pay, and so we're adding 2 cents to that pay for every driver who hasn't had an accident in the previous 90 days. And so it can add up to $2,000 to $3,000 drivers for many drivers, or $2,000 to $3,000 per year for many drivers.
Well, that's wonderful. Anybody, any increase anywhere, I know a lot of people are really thinking, yeah, we'll take advantage of that for sure. Well, sit tight, Rick, because I do have to take a quick time out. Really grateful to have you on today, and we will get right back into the conversation after a quick break. You guys are listening to Road Dog Live. It is the Tuesday edition of the show. We call it the dog day around these parts. I'm KC, hanging out in Nashville, Tennessee. My good man, Cool Hand Andre, is down in Ocean Springs. And Rick Rail, owner and president of Rail Transport, sitting down with us, talking a little bit about what they got going on under the tent at Rail Transport. And when we get back, we will jump back into that conversation. A little bit later, we will be talking about the Snoopers and Christmas Miracles. If you guys want to fill those phone lines up, you are most welcome. 888-876-2336 is the number. I want to give a big shout out to the Peanut Gallery at Rail listening in. Yeah, I'm looking at you, Norlin. We'll be back on Sirius XM 146.